USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House is set to vote on a resolution condemning the Trump administration's ban on transgender people in the military. The Supreme Court ruling earlier this year in support of the ban, and the last legal obstacle was removed by a D.C. court this week. It's to take effect in April. President Trump holds an unexpected meeting at the White House yesterday with a new foreign leader's wife.
The wife of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, Fabiana Rosales, speaking through an interpreter, says her country is in trouble.
The power crisis is very serious. Children are dying in hospitals. Children are dying because they have no food. Hospitals are in darkness.
I'm Wendy King.
Today is Major League Baseball opening day, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Seattle police say two people are dead and at least two others injured after a carjacking attempt yesterday. The incident started when a suspect approached a car, shooting the driver, critically injuring her. Then he opened fire on a city bus, injuring the driver. The suspect then opened fire on a motorist in another vehicle, killing that driver. He stole the car, fled the scene, but crashed it into another vehicle, killing that driver. The suspect's now in custody in a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. President Trump says he feels vindicated following the release of Special Counsel Mueller's investigation report, but he says there was clearly a double standard.
If the Republican Party had done this to the Democrats, if we had done this to President Obama, you'd have 100 people in jail right now and it would be treason. It would be considered treason and they'd be in jail for the rest of their lives.
The president was speaking there on Hannity on Fox News. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A measles outbreak has one county doing what it can to keep the outbreak at bay. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Health officials in Rockland County, New York, have declared a state of emergency amid the ongoing measles outbreak. The county is prohibiting unvaccinated children under the age of 18 from going out in public spaces for 30 days. Ed Day is a county executive in Rockland County.
We're seeing increasing infections. We're seeing increasing exposures. We're getting more resistance from a variety of different areas. It is the largest outbreak in the nation since the measles was eradicated in 2000.
Day was speaking there on CBS News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We now know what caused that cruise ship in Norway to lose power in the Norwegian Sea. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Norway's Maritime Authority says the engines on the Viking Sky failed because they didn't have enough lubricating oil, and safety systems detected the problem, automatically shutting down the engines. What didn't help was the ship was in very stormy seas at the time, with more than 1,300 passengers and crew aboard. Some passengers described it like a scene from the Titanic. Before the ship was finally towed into port on Sunday, the company said 479 passengers were evacuated by helicopter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.